Amen.
If you have your Bibles with you, again, we encourage you guys to bring your own Bibles.
你们是都自己带了自己的圣经吗？
Don't leave it at home.
你不要把你的圣经就留在家里了。
You could all rise, and online, if you could all rise, if you're able, all rise, stand up for the reading of God's Word.
让我们大家一起起立，我们在这个网上的也可以起立，我们在这里来一起来读神的话语。
And what we're going to do, as we read John chapter 13, verses 1 through 17, I'm going to read the odds, verse 1, and then you're going to, online and in person, you're going to read verse 2, and back and forth, in Chinese and English, as a response, and the last verse,Verse 17, we're going to read it all together, okay?
我们来读呢，约翰福音的13章1到17节，我呢会在这里来读偶数的这个，奇数的这个经节，然后你们来读偶数的经节，到最后的17节，让我们大家一起来读。
All right, we see some Bibles in hand, I'm glad to see that. All right, John chapter 13, verses 1 through 17, this is God's holy and inerrant, infallible word of God.
约翰福音的这个三章，十三章的一到十七节，这是神的圣言。
Now before the feast of Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil...Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come from God and was going back to God. Then he poured water into a basin and began washing the disciples' feet and to wipe them with a towel that was wrapped around him.Jesus answered him, What I am doing you do not understand now, but afterward you will understand. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head.For he knew who was to betray him. That was why he said, Not all of you are clean. Do you call me teacher and Lord? And you are right, for so I am.For I have given you an example that you also should do just as I have done to you. And all together, verse 17. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. This is the reading of God's word. And Pastor Peter again will give us the message this morning.
感谢神的话语，下面是何牧师为我们证道。
Some of you might have noticed that our passage is the beginning of Jesus' passion narrative in the Gospel of John.
我们有些人可能注意到，我们刚刚读的这段经文是主耶稣基督的这个受难的开始的这段经文。
If you didn't notice, let me point out the giveaway clause.
如果你要是没有注意的话呢，那么我在这里可以给你们指出来这个经文里面的一些迹象。
Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father.
因为在这里讲到主耶稣基督，他知道他要离开这个世界的时间已经到了。
That's in verse 1.
在这个第一节里面是这样说的。
Correlatively then, the feast of the Passover mentioned here must be the last Passover that Jesus celebrated with his disciples.
这么也就是说，这个他们在这里要做的这个要吃的逾越节的晚餐，也可能就是耶稣基督在这世上来吃的最后一个逾越节的晚餐了。
Already, some of you might have said to yourself,
那么也许你们有的人这样问你们自己
I thought we are celebrating the Advent season today. Why are we studying the passage on the Passion of Jesus?
那么我在这里我们不是在来、在这里纪念降临期吗为什么我们在这里 要读这一段关于受难的这一段的经文呢
Is Pastor Ho mixed up?、
我们这个怕何牧师是不是什么地方弄错了
Truth be told, in my sermon series on the Gospel of John, I am now at this passage.
首先的话呢，是当我在这过去一系列关于约翰福音的这个讲道呢，这样继续下来进行下来，我们确实就在这一章里面。
As I think about an Advent message, this message with its vivid imagery of foot washing is as good as any to meditate on the Advent.
那么当我在想这个降临期的这一段的这个时候呢，我就觉得这个主耶稣基督在给门徒洗脚的这样一个形象非常适合于降临期的、这样一个这个主题。
Besides, both the birth and the death of Christ have been prophesied centuries earlier.
而且呢，主耶稣基督的降生和主耶稣基督的这个死，在这个很多个世纪，在主耶稣到来之前的好几百年以前就有预言了。
His birth is described as the birth of a savior who will save his people from their sins.
他的降生是被描述成一个救主的一个弥赛亚的降生，他要把他的人从罪里面拯救出来。
And that salvation is accomplished through his death.
但是这样一个救恩是通过死，他的死而实现的。
In other words, the purpose of his advent is to die.
那么也就是说他的降临的目的就是最终是死。
We shall first look at the event approaching his death.
那么让我们首先看一看这个在他这个要在十字架钉十字架之前的那些事情。
Then we look back at his birth.
然后我们再回过头来再看他的降生，这是我们今天要讲的信息。
The opening of this passage in verses 1 to 5 provides the background to what is about to transpire.
那么就是在这个地方的话呢，这个第一到第五节里面呢，就给接下来要发生的事情提供了一个背景。
First of all, it was before the feast of the Passover when Jesus knew that the time had come for him to check out from this world in John 12:23.
在约翰福音的十二章的二十三节里面就讲到呢，就是这是这个逾越节的宴席的时候，主耶稣基督说知道。他要离开这个世界得荣耀的时候要到了。
And because he loved his own disciples who remain in the world, he loved them to the end.
而且呢，因为他爱他这些将还要在留在这个世上的这些门徒们，而且他爱他们直到爱到底。
So what does it mean for Jesus to love them to the end?
那么在这地方，主耶稣基督说他爱他们，主耶稣基督爱他们爱到底，这是什么意思呢
？Well, during the Last Supper, he rose and did the unthinkable acts.
一件事情就是他在这个最后的晚餐时候里面他站起来做了一件他们都没有想到的没有 不能想象的一件事情
He removed his outer garment and wrapped himself around with a towel
他呢就脱掉了衣服拿了一条手巾束腰
Then he poured water into a basin and washed the disciples' feet
随后把水倒在盆里就洗门徒的脚
You can look at this picture
我们在这里可以看到这个图画。
So from the disciples' perspective, Jesus' act was unthinkable, not only because they should have washed his feet.
在这个地方，从他的门徒的角度来看的话，耶稣基督所做的这个真的是不可思议的，因为是应该门徒来为他的老师洗脚。
Because he was their teacher, yet no one volunteered.
因为主耶稣基督是他们的老师，但是没有一个门徒主动的为他们的老师来洗脚。
But also because they would not wash one another's feet.
而且他们这些门徒也没有彼此的洗脚。
Foot washing was meant for a lowliest servant to do.
在当那个时候的话呢，洗脚是一个非常认为是一个非常低贱的一件事情。
The task was considered so low that not even a Jewish servant would do.
这件事情被认为这样的卑贱，这样甚至是一个犹太的这个级的这样的这个。努力他都不去做这件事情。
But only Gentile slaves or women or children and also students.
那么只有是像这种外邦人的奴隶或者是妇女或者是儿童或者是学生他们才可以做这样的事情。
Other background details we are given is that not only did Jesus know that his hour had come,
那么在这地方的话，主耶稣基督不光知道他的时间要到了，
but also that the Father had given all things into his hand.
而且在这里说呢，神呢把所有的东西都交，万有都已经交在了他的手里。
And that he was going back to the Father where he had come.
这么他要回到这个他天父那里去。
Scholars see having all things in his hands as indications of Jesus' power over all things, including the devil.
那么圣经的学者在这地方呢，他们解释就是把万有交在他的手里呢，就是包括就是圣经，就是主耶稣基督，他有手上面他已经有了所有的天父的荣耀，包括胜过死亡的能力。
And having originated from God as his glorious status.
那么这个荣耀呢，是从主耶稣从神天父那里来，而且呢，跟与他一起与他同在。
Yet despite his power on one hand and status on the other hand, he stooped really low to wash his disciples' feet.
但是呢，不光是，但是呢，那个尽管他有这么高的荣耀，但是他还是在还是取了一个非常卑微的一个身份。来做这件事情。
Another staggering observation is that even though Jesus knew Judas had already decided in his heart to betray him,
在同时发生的另外一个事情就是说，主耶稣基督他虽然知道犹大会把他出卖了。
We see this again in verse 11.
我们看到就是在这个在十一节里面这样说的。
Jesus washed his feet all the same.
但是主耶稣基督呢，还是来洗犹大的脚。
But Judas was so hardened that he was unmoved.
那么在这个地方呢，这个犹大呢，他那个就是心已经被刚硬了，他还是没有为之所动。
This is what John means when he says Jesus loved his own to the end.
这就是在这里话的约翰他的这个说主耶稣基督爱他的门徒爱到底的意思。
It could mean to the end of his time on earth.
那也可能会意思是他一直爱他们爱到他离开这个世界为止。
But it could also include the uttermost limit.
但是这个地方的话，实际上它也会指着是指的他的这个爱是没有一个极限的，没有边界的。
That is without reservation.
也就是他在这个复活以后。
So I remember Sunday school teachers teach the students and ask them the question, "How much does Jesus love you?"
我们还记得有些这个主日学的老师在教育这个儿童、教育孩子们，问他们孩子说：“你们知道主耶稣基督对你们的爱有多大吗
？”And the student would say what?
这个孩子们就会问你这个问题是什么意思啊
？Jesus love me this much.
孩子们会问有多大呀？那这个主日学老师就会张开他的双臂，耶稣爱你们是这么的大。
So let's look at the three sections in this message.
那么让我们来看这一段经文里面的三个部分。
So Jesus washed the disciples' feet one by one.
主耶稣基督他是一个一个的洗这些门徒的脚。
And we can be sure there was awkward silence as nobody said anything.
那么我们可以想象在他给他门徒洗一个一个洗脚的时候，一定是一段让人觉得非常奇怪的这样一个安静的这个时刻，没有人会说一句话。
Except Simon Peter when his turn came.
但到了这个彼得要洗彼得脚的时候，彼得就开始说话了。
It's not clear whether he was the first, the last, or somewhere in between, but only he said something for us to learn.
我们不知道彼得是第一个被洗脚的，还是最后一个，或者是在当中的。但是呢，他在这里讲了这些话，我们是可以从这里学到一些东西的。
In shock, Peter could simply say, "Lord, you wash my feet."
非常彼得就说主你洗我的脚吗
？But what he meant to say is obvious.
但是他的意思非常的明确
，because the address Lord and the act of foot washing are heaven and earth apart.
因为在这地方讲到主，另外讲到这个洗脚这两件事情实际上是天差地别的。
In response, Jesus simply says, "What I'm going to do, what I'm doing, you do not understand now, but afterward you will understand."
耶稣在这里回答说：“我所做的，你如今不知道，后来必明白。”
Many symbolic acts that Jesus did previously were incomprehensible to the disciples at the time.
这个也就是说，主耶稣基督他
symbolic acts
他在这地方的话呢，他的洗脚实际上是一个象征性的一个行为。
But afterwards or after these things, they will understand.
但是呢，在这个事情，在这些事情发生以后，他们就会明白了。
And after these things refer to the time after Jesus' death, resurrection, and ascension.
那么这些事情在这地方指的就是主耶稣基督他被钉死并且被复活，并且复活。
Or even after the coming of the Spirit on Pentecost.
啊，甚至呢可以延伸到这个在五旬节的时候圣灵降临的这个时候。
Even after Jesus asked him to accept first and understand later, Peter still could not get past the social barrier of having his rabbi wash his feet.
尽管主耶稣基督跟他们说你先接受然后你就会明白你们先去做然后再会明白但是彼得在这地方还是没有办法来接受能够逾越过跨越过这样一个传统就是说一个老师这个拉比来洗他的夫子来洗他的脚这件事情
Because he didn't realize the significance of the symbolism behind it
因为他实在是不明白这样一个象征的背后的这个巨大的意义
Oftentimes in our Christian walk we do not understand everything that happens to us
那么在我们这个基督徒的生活里面我们也很多的时候不能够理解明了在我们身上所发生的事情
Our reactions may be worse than that of Peter
那么我们的反应也许比彼得的这个反应好比他的更糟
Peter could have stormed out of the door
那彼得也许他就会因为这样一个窘迫他会冲到这个屋的门外面去来逃离这样一个洗脚的事情
So in his ignorance Peter put it even more strongly this time by saying You shall never wash my feet
那因为彼得他不了解所以他就说你永不可洗我的脚
In the original it means You shall not wash my feet in all eternity
在这个原文里面就讲到彼得的意思就是说你在这个永恒里面你都不可以洗我的脚
Jesus' response was no less strong If I do not wash you you have nothing to do with each other with me
但主耶稣基督的回应也是非常的强硬的也就是说如果你要是不让我洗你的脚的话你就与我无分了
We recall Jesus saying in a similar statement in John 6:53.
那么我们在这个约翰福音的六章五十三节里面也看到主耶稣基督有类似的这样的一个宣称。
He says that truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in you.
耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。”
So the two metaphors may sound distinct and unrelated.
这两个比喻的话看起来好像是没有关系的
One about washing and the other about eating and drinking
第一个呢前者是这个洗脚另外一个呢就是吃和喝
But in effect they point to the same reality
但实际上他们指向了一个共同的这样的一件事情
That's being disconnected from Jesus unless they eat and drink or they are washed
那么如果也就是说他们如果要是不吃人子的肉不喝人子的血他们就跟主没有关系或者是他们不在这里让耶稣洗脚的话他们和主也没有关系
Upon hearing this Peter's immediate response was Yes, I want to be washed Yet not my feet only but also my hands and my head
当彼得听了主耶稣基督这句话了以后呢他的立刻的反应就是说主啊你不但洗我的脚连手和头也要洗
At this point Jesus shed some light on what he was doing.
那么主耶稣基督在这个时候呢，就是对他所做的事情又给了又有了更多的亮光来给他们。
In verse 10, 13:10, he says, "The one who has bathed does not need to wash except for his feet, but is completely clean, and you are clean, but not every one of you."
在第十节里面，主耶稣这样说：“凡洗过澡的人，只要把脚一洗，全身就干净了。你们是干净的，然而不都是干净。”
This explanation makes sense to those familiar with the customs of the day.
主耶稣基督这段话对于了解当时的这个文化的人来说的话呢，是非常的清楚的。
One might have bathed at the beginning of the day.
比方说我要在早上的时候，我要是洗了澡。
But throughout the day, when one was out and about in the dusty road,
当这个人他在白天他在这个土路上面来回的走了以后。
He needed to wash his feet whenever he entered a house.
那他进入一个家的时候，他就必须先洗他的脚。
So in this situation, in this circumstance, Jesus is saying that the once for all bath is seen as the initial cancellation of sin when one believes in Jesus.
那这地方主耶稣基督讲的洗澡，那么一次的洗澡就指的是在一开始的时候，我们当接受耶稣基督的时候，我们的罪 得以清洗的这样一个事情。
That's why Jesus said, "You are clean, but not every one of you," referring to Judas.
在这地方，这就是为什么主耶稣基督说你们是干净的，然而不都是干净的。干净的，在这地方他指的不都是干净的，不干净的是指的是犹大。
While the repeated foot washing is the removal of the incidental defilements through confession to God and the cleansing of His word.
在接下来的这个洗脚的话呢，实际上是洗一些偶然性的这个有的时候我们在神的面前的一些过犯。
Through confessions to God and the cleansing of His word.
通过我们对神来这个
认罪，
认罪，而且呢，因他的话语来得到洁净。
So Jesus later said in John 15:3, "Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you."
主耶稣基督在这里，在约翰福音的十五章三节里面也讲，现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了。
So at the end of the day, the foot washing of Jesus upon the disciples, first of all, showed his great love for his own to the end.
所以的话，主耶稣基督他对他们给门徒洗脚呢，首先向人展示了他爱他的门徒爱到底。
He didn't mind stooping down to do the lowest task for them, especially when no one volunteered.
他不介意他能够这样的谦卑下来来给他们洗脚，尽管没有一个人愿意去给别人洗脚。
Secondly, the foot washing symbolized something that disciples didn't understand at that time.
但第二点呢，就是主耶稣基督的这个洗脚呢，也象征了当时，也象征着一件事情，这件事情是当时的门徒不能理解的。
But they did afterward.
但是他们后来理解了。
That's the cleansing work of Jesus on the cross.
这就是主耶稣基督在十字架上面的这样一个洁净的这样一个工作。
And in response to Peter, Jesus made clear it included both the once for all cleansing and the subsequent cleansings.
那么主耶稣基督对彼得的这段回应也告诉了我们这一次性的这样一个罪得清洗和后来的很多次的这样一个靠着认罪和神的话语来清洗罪过罪犯的这样的过犯的这样一个事情。
Now the foot washing also included a third meaning below.
但是的话呢，这个洗脚这件事情还有这第三层的含义
，which is to wash one another's feet.
这就是彼此洗脚。
So a little while ago, Jesus said to Peter, "What I'm doing, you do not understand now, but afterward you will understand."
不久之前，耶稣告诉彼得说，我现在做的事情，你现在不明白，你将来会明白的。
Yet after putting on his outer garment, he returned to his spot, and then he asked all his disciples, "Do you understand what I've done to you?"
当主耶稣基督把门徒的脚洗完了，穿上衣服，回头坐到了桌子边上的时候。主耶稣基督问他的门徒说，我做的事情，我向你们所做的，你们明白吗？
He asked this to help them understand an aspect of what he has just done.
那么在这地方的话，他就是在这里问这个问题，是要帮助他们来了解明白主耶稣基督刚刚做的事情。
And that was very much related to the immediate circumstance.
而且呢，他所做的事情和他要了解的这个含义和当下的那个环境那个非常的有相关。
And he said, if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, then you also ought to wash one another's feet.
说，我是你们的主，你们的父子尚且洗你们的脚，你们也应当彼此洗脚。
You should do just as I have done to you, because I have given you an example.
你们应该效法我这样做，因为我给你们立了一个榜样。
This way he lays it on the table.The way in which he lays it on the table comes with authority.
那么他在这个地方，他讲的这句话的这句话的时候，他同时带着一个权柄来讲的。
And the disciples could hear in the background.
这些门徒们他们在背景里面听到了。
What Jesus said in Luke 6:46.
这些门徒们他们就会了解到。主耶稣基督在路加福音六章四十六节里面这样说的
Why do you call me Lord, Lord and not do what I tell you?
你们为什么称呼我主啊主啊却不遵我的话行呢
But does Jesus mean this to be followed literally or even made it into a recurring sacramental act?
那么在主耶稣基督在这讲的洗脚这件事情是让他的门徒就是按照字面上的来 来遵循，让给彼此洗脚，还是说他要设立一个一次将来反复的这样一个圣礼的礼节呢？
I know in a one seminary in the first chapel of the semester, the president will wash a student's feet.
我知道呢，在一个这个神学院里面，在这个开学典礼上面，这神学院的院长会给他的这些学生们洗脚。
Well, probably pastor should wash the congregation's feet on Good Friday.
那个
牧师
也许牧师会在这个星期五的时候，
圣诞节
也许牧师会在圣诞节的时候，会有些牧师在一些教会会在圣诞节的时候来给他们的教会的弟兄姐妹洗脚。
We know that foot washing is not meant to be a rite or a recurring sacrament.
这地方我们就知道实际上洗脚不应该成为一个礼仪，或者是成为一个反复来操练的这样一个圣礼。
Because nowhere else in the New Testament is foot washing ever mentioned, other than in 1 Timothy 5:10.
因为在新约里面的话，我们没有看到别的门徒在这里来操练洗脚，来作为这样一个礼仪。
And here.
就是只有一在提摩太前书里面提到过一件。
And here it is part of a widow's good work of hospitality.
那这地方呢，实际上是讲到的一个寡妇她的一个好的行为来接待客人的这样一个好的行为。
What then did the Lord mean when he asked not only the disciples but also us to wash one another's feet just as he has done for us by way of example?
那么在这地方，主耶稣基督让我们那个来按照他的榜样来彼此洗脚，又是什么意思呢？
In the first place, the example our Lord has given is signified by the act of foot washing motivated by the love.
那么第一点呢，主耶稣基督在这个地方，他用他的这个洗脚的这个行动来向我们来展示什么样是爱。
And that love is for his disciples to the end.
而且主耶稣基督这个爱他的门徒是要爱到底的。
That is his sacrificial death on the cross.
这地方指的是他在十字架上面的这样一个牺牲。
And secondary, the example our Lord has given us is signified by the act of foot washing motivated by his love by humbling himself.
那第二个呢，主耶稣基督为门徒的洗脚在这地方呢，是要告诉我们他是谦卑了自己，来他的爱是通过他把他自己谦卑下来向我们展现的。
Not only to take on the lowliest of tasks, but also to die the most humiliating death our planet has known then.
这不光是说他在这个地方是来给他们洗脚，而且是他在用这个世上面最羞辱的这样一个方式死在十字架上这件事情。
So whenever we talk about Jesus' examples,
当我们在讲到主耶稣基督的榜样的时候，
We need to bear in mind that we can never be at par with either Jesus' love or his deed.
但是我们要必须要清楚，我们的爱，我们的这个是没有办法和耶稣相提并论的。
But they are both the reason and the strength for our love and our deed for one another.
但是主耶稣基督他所做的这些呢，应该成为我们来彼此相爱的这样一个基础。
To leave them with a deeper impression of his teachings and to emphasize them, Jesus laid out two pictures before them.
让他们能够更深刻地知道主耶稣基督的这样一个爱的话，主耶稣基督在他们面前给他们讲了展示了两方面的。
A servant is not greater than his master, a messenger is not greater than the one who sent him.
这地方首先就是一个仆人他不可以大于他的主人，差人的也不能大于差他的人。
All this is to say that they were not greater than he was.
他这地方所讲的所有的意思就是说，他的门徒是不会比他更伟大的。
If he as the master has done something lowly, they as slaves cannot say that the task is beneath them.
也作为一个师傅，作为一个主人，如果他能够为他的仆人去做这样一个卑贱的事情，那么他们的这些人也应该愿意去来做一些在他们跟他们的身份相比更加卑贱的事情。
If he as the sender has done the task, they as messengers have no reason not to do the task they were sent to do.
作为一个差人的人，他能够来做这些事情的话，那么被差的人，他们也应该去做差人的人让他们做的事情。
If he as Lord and teacher was willing to bend backwards to love them by serving them.
如果他作为一个主，作为一个父子的话，他愿意来谦卑下来来做，因着他的爱来为他们做这些事情。
They should all the more be glad to carry out that calling to serve one another.
那么他们就更应该，他们应该愿意来继续来行他们所呼召的，来彼此的服侍。
Now the beauty of this calling is that they were called blessed if they do not stop at knowing.
如果他们这样一个呼召，他的这个美好的地方在于，他们就是说让他们要他们所行的，他们行出来的。才是得到祝福的。
But proceed to doing.
不光是要说，而且要去做。
Jesus has repeatedly taught that the importance of knowing his, of doing his word, not just knowing.
那么主耶稣基督反复的跟他门徒说，就是说你们要去做，而不光是要知道。
Doing his word shows our love for him.
我们来做，来把我们的爱向他们展示。
Doing his word shows that we are his true disciples.
我们来做，来让我们知道，让人知道我们是他的真的门徒。
And doing his words shows that we are wise men who build our houses on the rock.
我们来做这件事情，来向人展示我们是一个把我们的房屋建造在磐石上的一个聪明的人。
And finally, the last section was in the manger.
那么最后呢，我讲的这个就是在马槽里。
Having come to the day before the last of Jesus' life on earth.
那么在这个到了这个最后，在这个主耶稣基督在这个世上面的最后一天的时候
，Let's now look at his birth through the rear view mirror。
当我们在讲过主耶稣基督在世上的最后一天，让我们再回来看主耶稣基督他出生的那一天
，Especially from the perspective of his washing the disciples' feet。
特别是我们在这里看他出生的这一天，是通过这个他给门徒洗脚的这个角度来看这件事情。
As teacher and Lord, Jesus shocked his disciples when he washed their feet.
作为一个父子，作为一个主，主耶稣基督为他的门徒洗脚，使他的门徒非常的震惊。
In fact, they would be as shocked if they had known that the Messiah would be crucified.
但实际上，他们接下来如果能够，他接下来他们当他们看到他们的这个救主弥赛亚被钉在十字架上的时候，他们会更加的震惊。
But in retrospect, the details around Jesus' birth were no less shocking.
但是如果我们相比而言的话，主耶稣基督他的降生也是让人非常震惊的。
First of all, how could the Most High God become man?
首先，这样一个至高的神，他怎么就成为了人？
Throughout the ages, scholars have been unable to wrap their minds around the doctrine of the two natures of Christ.
在很多年之前 很长的时间，这个圣经的学者他们没有办法能够把这个主耶稣基督他这两个身份能够放在一起。
In the end, even though we do not understand now, we accept it as God's revelation of truth.
那么现在我们了解了主耶稣基督的这个神人二性，但是我们了解这一点也是因着神他给我们的这样一个启示。
Secondly, how could a virgin conceive and give birth to a baby boy?
第二的话就是一个童女，一个处女，她怎么样能够生出孩子来？
What was a shock to the young couple Joseph and Mary when they found out that Mary was pregnant before their wedding?
约瑟和玛利亚他们当时知道玛利亚怀孕的时候，他们是怎么样的震惊
？That is actually the foundation upon which Christianity rests.
但实际上，童女怀孕这件事情是这个我们的基督信仰的一个重要的根基。
That the baby in Mary's womb was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and therefore he knew no sin that makes or breaks Christianity.
这玛利亚所怀的这个婴孩，他是受圣灵感孕，所以他身上没有罪。
That makes or breaks Christianity.
那么这件事情的话，他有罪没有罪的这件事情，童女生子的这件事情，是真是假，他实际上是关乎到他是不是让基督信仰能够成立，或者是彻底摧毁他。
Thirdly, how could the Son of God Most High be born in a manger?
首先，接下来的话呢，这个孩子要在马槽里面降生
where horses and donkeys and cattle are fed
在这样一个周围都是牛马这些驴这些牲畜在他们周围环绕的这样一个环境下
of all places why was the savior of the world born in a manger
在这个最后对这个我们这个世界的这个救主，他怎么就会在这样一个马槽里面降生
？It was shocking to the shepherds who heard it from the angels.
而且呢，到这些田野里的牧人，他们看到这个天上的天使显现的时候，他们也是非常的震惊。
Now all these shocks and aftershocks are summarized in Jesus' simple sentence in Mark 10:45.
这个一个又一个的震惊，在这个地方的话呢，就是指就像在这个在约翰福音的十章四十五节里面所概括的这样。
For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many.
因为人子来并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
So the line of thought is that the line of thought.The reasoning is that.
哦，这个就是我们的这个推理的话呢。
The Father so loved the world that he gave his Son as a ransom.
那么这个天父爱是这个世界，让他的儿子独生子成为这个世界的赎价。
And the Son loved to the end his own who remain in the world by washing their feet.
而且这个圣子的话呢，他的爱他的门徒一直到底，在这地方向他的门又通过洗脚来向他们展现他的爱。
Therefore, we who remain in the world are commanded to wash one another's feet by imitating his love.
也就是到了我们这些人人在世上的人，我们就应该来遵循主的榜样，来彼此的来洗脚。
By imitating his love.
来效法他的爱。
Although not necessarily his acts.
不是说在这地方来效法他的行为，而是效法他的爱。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we come before you and thank you.
主，我们来到你的面前来感谢你。
At the beginning of the Advent season.
当我们在这个降临期的这个第一个主日的时候。
We thank you for sending your son into the world.
我们感谢你，你把你的独生子赐到这个世上来。
Even though that means he has to die the most shameful death on the cross.
尽管这也就意味着他是用一种非常屈辱的方式在十字架上面。
And that's because to show his love and your love.
在因着他的死来，你的爱和他的爱向我们显明了。
As we love you, in response to your love.
当我们在这里来。对你的爱做回应的时候
，We pray that you would also instill in our heart a heart of love.
也求你能够在我们的心里面能够给我们赐给我们一个爱人的心
，By loving one another.
来彼此的相爱。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.